Hello, faithful listeners. Before we get into this episode, I have a few podcast updates for you. Based on your feedback, we're going to be publishing 3 podcasts per month. Each podcast will only be about 10 minutes each and hit the vital information from the company alongside professional development. Each month, we're going to continue to be focused on one of our core values with short, to-the-point interviews with employees. With that, let's dig in.
You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 8.1 of CORE. We are back up to the top of the list of CORE values at customer satisfaction. Today is February 1st, 2024. Customers have options for equipment brands, but more often than not, our customers are loyal to the company, not the brand. It's because of our exceptional service that they return time and time again. And, you know, sometimes that's not always going to happen. And when we recognize that opportunity and need to work on our customer satisfaction is when we progress as a company. Each of you should be aware of where you fall in the customer's journey, or rather, maybe what touch points you have along the way. Many of us, including myself, don't interact directly with the customers, but our roles have a great impact on their overall journey. So where does your role fall into customers' journey and how can you improve that? Today, I'm sitting down with Liz Lowry, the financial sales coordinator at Holt of California. Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your role at Holt?
Hi, yes, I've been at Holt for 5 years this February, and I've only ever done the finance coordination position.
Awesome. Yeah. What is the most challenging part of your position?
Sometimes it's dealing with the lender. More often than not, I'd say it's dealing with the lender. And then there's a few times where maybe it's trying to get information that the customer didn't supply that we need.
Awesome. And what's some of your favorite aspects of your position?
Oh, working with all the guys and the sales team. They're just fun. Yeah, that's the best part. And my team, my whole credit team is awesome. And my management is incredible. So
fantastic.
I'm pretty lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, feels like a family here.
It does.
It's hard to get away from the camaraderie that is Holt, especially like here in Pleasant Grove, where we house all of admin. We are our own little family as well, because we don't deal directly with the customers, but we're constantly working with each other to try and support our customer-facing team. Let's break down the customer journey in regards to your position. So the customer has already been on a journey with our sales department. Now the sale has been quoted. So let's talk about their journey starting here. Can you describe this journey for me a little bit?
Sure. So typically when the customer comes in and talks with a salesperson and decides to progress on equipment or choose to purchase something, I'll begin setting up the quote. And I'll receive information from the salesperson, whether that's a credit app or what they're buying or what the term is or what they're looking for and all the information. And then I'll submit it to the lender, which is typically Caterpillar. And then I will let them know once we're approved or if we need more information or where we're at in the process. And I kind of keep the ball rolling until we get to that approval. And then once we do, we let the customer know this is what you're approved with. These are your conditions. If you accept this, then we can go ahead and proceed with a contract, to which we will send out a contract directly to the customer. I send out a contract directly to the customer and we wait for it to get signed and we invoice and that's it.
How long does it typically take for the customer to get approved?
It can take anywhere from auto approval to several days to up to a couple weeks, depending on what the customer is purchasing and where they're at with Cat. Some of our larger customers have a lot out with Caterpillar and they have a strong relationship, but it's a lot of lending and Cat requires more information to look deeper into the customer and see how they feel.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to break it down step by step. So one, the sales quoted. So the sales rep has ideally gathered all of this information for you to be able to help quote with whatever financing terms Cat decides or the customer decides or you decide. Can you explain that a little bit more?
So once the sale is quoted, it's tricky because either the customer is going to want to see the quote up front and decide if that's something they want, or they're just going to go ahead and submit instantly to credit and see what happens. assuming they submit to credit, instantly seeing what happens. We will then wait and see if, well, this customer's got X amount of credit out, we need this from them before we can proceed, or customer's auto-approved. Once that happens, a set of conditions comes back. Sometimes there is no conditions and the customer's approved just as is. And sometimes there's a list. It could be anywhere from no CAT insurance to, you know, auto payments needed or driver's license required or anything really. And if the customer agrees to the terms, we'll go ahead and set up in the system for the contract to be created and sent to customer directly for them to review, sign, and return. And then I review the contract once it's back to make sure we've got all the information that we need. And once everything's back and I let the guys, hey, customer opted for insurance, we need this check, or where are we at with the down payment? And I make sure we follow up on all those things. And then we invoice and send it on in to CAT for funding.
So all of the conditions and the terms are communicated and decided on between the lender, which more often than not is Caterpillar, mm-hmm. and the customer. And then you and the sales rep kind of play the middleman role to actually make it happen.
Yeah. Sometimes the customer isn't always aware of certain conditions because we already know going in that they're not going to accept that. And so we'll push back to CAT and see what we can do to make this better. Sometimes they want 15% down, say, as one of the conditions. And we may push back saying, customer's not going to do that. Meet us in the middle. Where what can we do? Why are we looking at 15%? And so there's some digging behind before we let customers know, just depending on what the condition is.
So you keep saying we, as in we are part of the customer, like we're on the customer's team kind of.
Well, yeah, it's a group effort. I mean, it's what the customer wants, and that's the goal that the salesman try and meet every single time, no matter what. So that's my job, is to help them meet that goal and do what I can to help them so that we have a continuing customer.
All right. So thinking about all of our touch points. So if we kind of bring it all together, your touch points with the customer are quoting the machine, talking to the lender, Caterpillar, getting them the right info that they need, giving them back that quote with the terms, so working with them, making sure that they're happy, they feel that this is a fair deal that they're getting. And then at the end of the journey of this particular sale, mm-hmm. you know, because their journey never ends with us, they're going to continue hopefully being a customer through our parts and service department, possibly some future machines. What happens at the end of their journey with you?
Very typically, I will hear from customers. It could be months down the road and they may email, or their receptionist may email and ask for a copy of the contract or a copy of the invoice or things like that. So at any given point, it doesn't necessarily end. I mean, should they call and need something, if I can't get it or facilitate it, I will redirect them to someone that can, or I'll make their salesperson aware, hey, this customer is looking for this, maybe we should touch back on. So I wouldn't say it ever ends, because I'm always open to anybody reaching out. But yeah, typically once a contract is signed and the deal is invoiced and we're funded, most of the time that's the last I'll hear from someone.
Liz, most importantly, you know, if you don't do your job, who does this affect internally and externally? In other words, like who feels it if you're not here?
Well, the salesman would have to pick up a lot of slack, and it would be them relying on someone else, that CAT, to help push and get things done. And that's just not very quick, fast, or efficient typically. So I think the salesman would feel it the most. And once they start feeling it, the customers would feel it, because there'd be delays and approvals, delays in submitting, delays in things like that. And then there's the other side of what I do, because I work with credit. Sometimes when we're funded, one of the teammates might ask, why have we not received funds, or why are we short, or is there a down payment, or, you know, and then I'm able to answer those things and facilitate that information to them so that they can wrap it up and the customer doesn't see things on their account wondering why do they still show I owe $20,000 when I don't, you know, and things like that. So yes, it's just important to remember that it's our job to make the customer happy to the best of our ability without doing something that would jeopardize ourselves. You know, you want to do the right thing for all people as often as you can.
So you mentioned at the beginning of this, one of your favorite parts of this job is working with the sales team.
Yeah.
Working with the guys. So your relationships with Cap Financial and building that is also on our salesman's side. And mm-hmm. it's really throughout the company with the credit department and everything. And how do you think that your relationship with the sales team, with Cap Financial, with our credit department, everywhere else impacts your role?
I'm, you know, Holt all the way, but in order to make things smoother or get that one exception or help this customer, just do this for me, please, one time, or, you know, those little things that come up that you just kind of need help with once in a while. When you get to know them and they know who you are and they know they can trust that what you're saying is truth, it helps get those things done. And that's the relationship I have with them. You know they can, if I'm telling them, hey, I'm getting this, you know, is there anything we can do to get this? And knowing that they're going to take my word and proceed with that, that's the relationship I built.
So your relationships impact the way that we support our customers mm-hmm. and the efficiency to getting them exactly what they need.
Yeah. I'm not having to go back. You know, customer tells me, oh, Kat says I need CPAs. I understand. And this customer is going to get them for you. But for right now, is there any opportunity where we can proceed? Customers telling me X, Y, Z, and they know we're going to follow through as Holt will follow through with those requests. And so when I get them, because Kat will grant me approvals typically on those. And when I get the financials, even if the deal is done, I'll send them over and say, hey, here are those, you know, items you requested. Can we get these added to the customer's account so that going forward, we don't need to, you know, revisit.
So previously I asked you a question, what would happen if you weren't here? So if you weren't here, if you didn't have those relationships in place, you said the salesman and Kat would have to talk to each other a lot more. Mm-hmm. And without your relationships, we wouldn't be able to provide our customers maybe some of the deals that you're able to get because of your relationship and because of the work that you do. So without you, our customers are not only suffering from efficiency and things like that, but you're also helping them on the actual deal.
Yeah.
Customer support superstar. Maybe you didn't know that that was part of your job description. But thank you, Liz, so much for coming on the show today. Yeah. It was really great having you. That's all we have for you today. Remember to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to CORE. We'll see you next time.